Eagle in the Morning on Eagle 97.7, 424-1234. Be part of the show. And a couple chances for you to come hang out with Petch and I. First of all, we're giving you the opportunity of a lifetime. Petch and I got word that we are allowed to go on next year's station cruise together, which is big news. If you're an avid listener of the show, you know that we get in trouble often. So we're surprised that they trust us. But it's happening, which makes it really exciting. The cruise sails April 3rd through the 10th, right out of Baltimore. So you're saving time. A week of warm days in April after you're sick of how long winter was. You remember that feeling beginning of April? Well, now you could be on a cruise. You could be cruising with Petch and I. We're going to stop in Grand Turk, Half Moon Cay in the Bahamas, and Freeport as well. Now, you can come to our cruise party happening tomorrow, Pizza Palace in Milford from 5 until 7. You can meet Bethany from Cindy from Bethany Travel, rather. Get all the details how that works. Talk about your $25 onboard credit that you'll get for sailing with Eagle 97.7. Also, once we get on the cruise, this is where it gets exciting. We're going to host a cocktail party for you to kick off cruise week. Also, Petch and I will come up with different activities each day to keep you entertained. I'll tell you right now, a lot of them will involve drinking. But if you don't want to drink, you can be the one that videotapes us and get us all in trouble later in life. So that's coming up tomorrow, our cruise party, Pizza Palace in Milford, 5 until 7. You can get more information on the station cruise at eagle977.com. Eagle in the Morning with Petch and Amy on Eagle 97.7. A lot of calls for the mom who found her 13-year-old daughter lying on Facebook. Here's a clip. She took a video confronting the girl, making her tell people that she's not 19 years old, like she said, that she's not a freak, like she said, and that she doesn't walk around the house in her bra and her lace underwear makeup on. Here's a clip of the video from their Facebook page.
How old are you?
13.
Look at the camera.
13.
You're 13? So why does your Facebook page say that you're 19?
I don't know.
Are you 19?
No.
No, you're 13, right?
Yeah.
And are you a freak? Does your Facebook page say you're a freak?
No.
And do you even know anything about being a freak?
No.
Now the mom's catching some heat. People are saying that she shamed her daughter and was too harsh. What do you think? 424-1234. Hi, Eagle 97.7. You're live on the air.
Hi, this is Amanda. I wanted to weigh in on the whole Facebook thing that you guys are talking about. Social media has corrupted this whole generation. It's awful. People, like you said with that little girl, I mean, she's 13 and she's pretending to be 19 online, and these guys have no idea. And at 13, you don't know that you could possibly ruin someone's life by, like, talking to older guys like that. So
and she could ruin her life. If a dude who wants to hurt her or harm her, it'd be easy to – it's a lot easier to find out. People's
exactly.
Information, where they're at. You got to make sure your location services. There's a lot that goes into it. Now, how old are you?
I'm 22.
You're 22 years old. So you grew up in the generation Kardashian's huge, right? Kim Kardashian is only famous because she made a sex tape. That's it. That's the bottom line. That's why she got to where she is. Do you think that it affects girls seeing stuff like, you know, you have Kim Kardashian, who's famous. You have Iggy Azalea, who did a song with J-Lo about how big their booty is and how great that makes them. Don't you think that affects girls and what their worth is?
Oh, yeah, of course. And it's just like I read something that someone put on Facebook the other day about even country songs now, all they're talking about is, like, sex and girls with big butts. And, I mean, what does it show to girls who aren't, you know, don't have the perfect body?